Hello there. May I speak to Robert?
Hello?
Hello, sir. My name is Oscar, calling from Pennsylvania Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I know it's a still long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
Definitely vote.
Definitely vote. Excellent. Thank you. Let's continue. In the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Thank you, sir. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race, please?
African-American.
African-American. Thank you, sir. And for the statistical purposes, what is your age?
49.
Thank you, sir. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Moderate. All right. Moving on. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
What's the middle?
The middle ones are satisfied or dissatisfied. The other one would be very satisfied or very dissatisfied.
Satisfied.
Satisfied. Thank you, sir. I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress to be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10. How important of an issue it is to you for having them focus on that particular issue? Use a 10 if it is most important, 5 if the issue is somewhat important, and 0 if the issue is not important at all. Use any number between 0 and 10. My first one is making housing more affordable. How important is that? From 0 to 10.
8.
8, thank you, sir. Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
10.
10. Reducing crime and gun violence.
8.
8. Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
5.
5, okay. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
8.
8. Okay, moving on. Thank you, sir. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Approve.
And would you say you strongly approve or just somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Strongly. Thank you, sir. Moving on. I'd like you to
raise your feeling. The economy is good regardless of what people say. That's why we haven't had a recession yet. But go ahead.
That's all right, sir. You are entitled to your opinion, and that's what we want. I'd like you to raise your feeling.
It's not an opinion, though.
Okay, very well. I'm not allowed to have any input into the survey. That's why, you know.
Oh, I know.
Okay,
I know.
Very well.
A lot of people are brainwashed, but I'm just having fun with you. Go ahead.
Sure. I'd like you to raise your feeling towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. Use any number between 0 and 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, please say so. The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, how do you feel about them from 0 to 100?
75.
75, very well. How about the Democrats in Congress?
75.
75 as well. And Joe Biden?
75.
75, okay. So it's an even 75 for all of them. Let's move on. I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important the issue is that for the FDA to be focused on. Use 10 if the issue is most important, 5 if it's somewhat important, 0 if the issue is not important at all. Use any number between 0 and 10. First one is preventing underage tobacco use. from 0 to 10. How important is that?
8.
Removing illegal e-vapor products from the market.
Removing eBay products?
Yes, e-vapor products. E-vapor products from the market. Yeah, vaping products.
Vaping. 5.
5, okay. Reducing opioid abuse and addictions, including fentanyl.
10,
all right. Banning different tobacco products for adults.
6,
all right. Moving on. Thank you, sir. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 18. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Support or oppose?
I don't care.
Okay,
I guess I'm opposed, I guess.
Yeah, would you say you are somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed. Very well, sir.
Let them smoke.
Okay, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed. Very well. The choices are the same much. Very well. Moving on, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your own community?
If they did it, it probably would have more benefits.
Okay. The choices are much more benefits, somewhat more benefits, somewhat more harm, or much more harm?
Somewhat more benefits.
Somewhat more benefits. Okay. Regardless of where you stand on this ban, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues are more important.
Thank you, sir. Almost done. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Number one is harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Or number two, prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, and imposing high taxes to tobacco to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. Which one do you think is the better approach, harm reduction or prohibition?
Harm reduction.
Harm reduction. Thank you, sir. I'd like to read you some of the things some people say they could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigarettes, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. The first outcome is loss of 10,000 thousands of good-paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today. Would you say you are very concerned about that outcome, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned. Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned. The other outcome is the creation of the black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes. Would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all?
Very concerned.
Very concerned. Okay, moving on. I'd like to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. After this statement, we are wrapping things up very quickly, sir. Vaping bans have led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to large amounts of unregulated vaping products from China flooding the market with no safety testing or regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products, and nicotine and menthol bans on cigarettes will simply give them another market in which to operate. How much do you agree with that statement from 0 to 10?
5,
okay. The federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. Bans from underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense. But it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they can't smoke at all. How much do you agree with that statement from 0 to 10, sir?
7.
7, okay, and 1. And today's adults and smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups, the LGBTQ plus community, and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further prosecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. How much do you agree with that statement, sir, from 0 to 10?
10.
10. And just one more. Our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, and we should continue to this work rather than create a new class of criminal. How much do you agree with that statement, sir, from 0 to 10?
7.
7. Thank you so much. Let's move on and start wrapping things up. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. Let me ask you again, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
I oppose.
Oppose it strongly, sir, or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed. Thank you, sir. Regardless of where you stand on this ban, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your own community?
Repeat that question again?
Yeah. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
More benefits.
More benefits. Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more. Thank you, sir. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who support these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for?
No impact.
No impact. Thank you, sir. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew in the last 30 days?
No.
No. How about the heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Wine?
I don't smoke wine.
Yeah. Have you used wine in the last 30 days?
Yes.
Yes. Soda pop?
Yes.
Coffee?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Beer.
Yes.
e-cigarettes or e-vapor products?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
No.
No. Cigars?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
And cigarettes? No.
No.
All right. Non-smoker, very well. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year, sir?
I'm sorry, what happened?
What is the last year of schooling that you completed? Or the last degree you received?
2 years of college.
Okay, some college, oh, very well. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Married, thank you, sir. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No, you don't? Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Middle class.
Middle class, thank you, sir. Are you or any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
No one in the household. Very well. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural area?
Suburban.
Suburban. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation and your valuable time, sir. Very much. I appreciate it. Have a good night.
Thank you.